Take your Bible tonight, if you will, to the book of Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 9, if you will. The book of Jeremiah is a discouraging book in a lot of ways, but we're going to find encouragement here tonight, all right? Right in the midst of the discouragement. Going to just try to preach you a message, just challenge you a little bit tonight, and not going to jump on you, but I want to encourage you, all right? Want to poke at you a little bit, maybe, but not jump on you, okay? Like I say, the book of Jeremiah can be kind of a discouraging book, a lot about judgment. Look at verse 1, chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters and mine eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the people, for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they be all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. Oh, my. Look at verse 12. Who is a wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of the Lord hath spoken, that he may declare it? For what the land perisheth and is burned up like a wilderness that none passes through. And the Lord said, because they have forsaken my law, which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Therefore thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even the people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. You said, preacher, I thought it was going to be encouraging. All right, I want you to drop down to verse 23. Drop down to verse 23. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment and righteousness in the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Now, I want to preach to you tonight on the subject, if you're going to brag. If you're going to brag. You know, I don't know what it is, but there's just something about human beings, about old sinful man, that seeks to find some area in which he can exalt himself over other people. All right? I mean, we seem to look for some area that we can. Now, God cautions us that we might esteem other better than ourselves. And a lot of people know that's in the Bible, but they kind of put it in the background. They kind of shove it aside. And the truth be told, we struggle with that sometimes. I think this matter of bragging is almost, in our day, we've kind of developed it to almost an art form. People love to trash talk to others. They call it that. I hear Christian guys, college students in Bible college, almost bragging on their ability to trash talk with something, maybe like playing a basketball game. Now, you say, oh, it's all in fun. Well, it depends on who's having the fun, all right? Sometimes I think we want to run down somebody else in an effort to elevate ourselves. And it's when you read the Bible that you know God's in it. The book of Jeremiah was written 600 years. This passage here, written 600 years before the Lord Jesus Christ was born. We're talking nearly 2,600 years ago in that neighborhood. And look how he pegs us. Looks how he pegs us. In verse 23, he said, thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, nor the mighty man glory in his might, let not the rich man glory in his riches. If there's three things people like to brag about, here they are. And if you turn them loose and they want to brag, wisdom. Hey, I know more than you do. I'm smarter than you are. You know, And it doesn't always take that form, you know, of I know more than you, but sometimes it's, I know something you don't know. You know, just it's on and on. And those that are real blunt say, why, you're so dumb that. And the idea is, hey, we're wonderful. My wisdom is what I know. And my knowledge, my wisdom, my thoughts, you know, are so wonderful. Parents put it on bumper stickers on the back of their car. My child is an honor student at such and such a school. So, Bridget, what's wrong with that? I didn't say anything necessarily wrong with that. But then we see that second thing. Notice it says might, personal might, strength. Hey, boys, they like to arm wrestle. Even girls like to arm wrestle. You know, and it's always, hey, look at that right there. Had a little boy come into school the other morning. He was talking about what he had done, and then he said, my dad's strength just knocked you over. I can't remember exactly the way he put it, but the way he said it was so good. I wish I could remember it, man. I just about cracked up. But that's a little boy bragging on dad, and that's okay. That's okay. But boy, we want to talk about our physical prowess. Man, I can run or I can swim or whatever faster than you can. I've never said that to anybody, I don't think, except a little kid, because I'm not faster than anybody. I'm like the guy that said I was built for comfort, not for speed, okay? And there, you know. But, I mean, we like to brag on that. People like to brag on how strong they are, how physically capable they are. And I mentioned the kid has an honor student. Well, that guy's got a bumper sticker that says, my kid can beat up your honor student, all right? And those are there. People like to brag about their physical ability, their wisdom. But man, riches. I've got more than you do. I've just got more. Man, I got a bigger house. It's got more bedrooms, got more bathrooms, got bigger garage, got more square footage. Nowadays, got more solar panels. I don't know. You know, people like to brag about everything. Just that riches, I mean, there it is. And it seems like those people that are what might be I guess it's not politically correct to call them filthy rich, but it's a term I grew up hearing as a kid. You know, people just got tons and tons of money, and they seem like they want to build a house that's bigger than everybody else's. It's got everything you can conceive of it, a pool inside, a pool outside, a gym inside, all of that stuff, and they've got it. And then all of a sudden, a few years later, it's up for sale. Not satisfied with that. You know, and that whole deal is just look at it. Look at me. Look what I have. And boy, it's easy in films and stuff like that, TV shows, to show that wealthy individual looking down at somebody with less money. And there's a lot of that that goes on. A lot of that that goes on. Hey, I'm driving a Cadillac and you're just driving a regular old Ford. Or I'm driving a BMW or a Rolls Royce or whatever, okay? Whatever you consider to be the dream vehicle. There for a while, it was a Humvee, you know? And everybody's got their idea. Man, I'm wiser than you are. I'm stronger than you are. I'm richer than you are. Well, ring a ding ding. So what? I'll be honest with you. It doesn't matter how much you know, but what you do with what you know. And all that physical ability that you possess, what are you doing for good with it? Those riches that people have, they've never made a person one bit better. Not at all. And the lack of money never meant there was anything wrong with that person that didn't have it. But boy, we brag about it. However, if you're going to brag, in verse 24, let him that glorieth. You say, well, that's not bragging. I know it's glorying, all right? But let him does it glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord. Hey, man, if you're going to brag about something, you're going to glory in something, it doesn't matter what wisdom you have. Look, as far as real intelligence, you have that. God gave it to you. And if you're especially strong, gifted physically, God gave it to you. God gave it to you. If you've got just money running out your ears, all right, God enabled you to make that money. God enabled you to do it. Not any cause to get excited about, not anything to brag about. And just because you have and somebody else don't, no reason you to look down your nose at somebody else and belittle them about it and to brag about it and say, well, meet that. Well, it doesn't matter. But if you're going to glory in something, hey, I understand God. I understand God. You say, what do you mean, preacher? I mean, now, I'm not saying you claim you understand all there is about God. Anybody that says that, man, you've done dipped off the deep end, all right? But I do understand this. He is Lord. He is Lord. I understand by that, I mean, I understand that He's God and I'm not. I'm not, all right? He's the one that's in control. And he's going to have His way. I'm not going to do that. I don't tell Him what to do, and I don't tell Him how to do it. He's Lord. I understand that. Boy, now there's something to grab a hold of and just be able to tell people, hey, I may not be the smartest pie in the world, but I know that God's God. I know that. I understand that fact. And His way, His will is so much more important than mine is. So much more important. Man, if we could just grab a hold of that, I understand the Lord. I understand that fact about Him. What I am, what I have, what you are, what you have, is because He's allowed you to have that. It's not because you're so great or I'm so wonderful. No, it's the Lord has allowed that to take place. He's gifted, I believe, every one of us in different ways. But it's not because, well, I just developed this infinite wisdom all on my own. All of my ability, I just developed it because I am who I am. No, I understand He's God. He's God. And if I'm going to point to anything, I'm not going to try to get you to see me. I'm going to get you to try to see Him. Just want to do my best to point out Him, all right? I understand the Lord. I mean, notice what it says. Let Him glory in this, that He understandeth and knoweth me. I understand Him. He's God. He's God. Now, I don't understand everything about God. I do not. There's people today, I'll just tell you, all right? My wife and I were talking, and we had gotten texts from Brother Leek this last week, and I told you this morning, boy, need your prayer. These tremendous things. And I told her, I don't understand. I don't understand why some people go through what they go through. I do not understand it. You know, as human beings, if we're not careful, we get to the point we look at a Christian that really is suffering, and we go, there's bound to be something there we don't know. There's bound to be some sin there. That's not true. That's not true. Brother and Ms. Hutton were members of First Baptist, well, actually it was Terminal Baptist Church at that time. Years ago, they came, they joined our church. They were in Bible college over at the Bible Baptist Seminary, and God had called him to the mission field, and he came to my dad and said, hey, Brother Mosley, we'd like to be sent out from this church. And they went out from our church, and they went to Guatemala. And I couldn't begin to tell you and tick off the things that they went through. Man, I mean, it was just one thing seemingly after another. And you say, why that? I don't know. I don't understand all that God does. But I understand this. He is God. He is God. His ways are above my ways. And the truth of the matter is, if he sat down with me one-on-one and tried to explain it, I'd probably go, huh? Don't think on that level. That he's God, and understand that. And I understand his ways best. I understand he's in control. I understand that completely and fully. What I have, what I've got, it's all because he's blessed me and allowed that to happen. What has not happened to me is because of his protecting hand. I sometimes we ought to stop and just thank God for what hadn't happened to us. And boy, it's such a good thing. Such a good thing. The other day on the freeway, I was driving along, and obviously I made somebody mad. Because he come around me, boy, and just, I mean, wanted to take my bumper off. And I thought, what did I do? You know, and then he sped up and went on. After he pulled in front of me, pulled back in that lane, he took off. I just want to say, hope you feel better. Have a nice day. You know, I don't know what happened. But at the same time, I think, you know, somebody acting stupid like that could have caused me to have a wreck. Thank God he put his hand of protection on me. Hey, I understand that much about God. If I'm going to brag about something, I'm going to brag about him. I understand that. But not only that, I know him. I know him. I met him on my knees years ago. When I acknowledged I could never get to heaven on my own. Couldn't do it. The only way I get there is through him. I trusted him as my Savior. I've never looked back and said, I sure wish I hadn't have done that. Oh, man, I've been able to look back and say, I'm sure glad I did that. Man, I met him there years ago. Now, I say I met him on my knees. It's not, you don't literally just have to be on your knees. But I was humbled this way. I was on my knees in the sense of before him, prostrate. Lord, I don't deserve it. I'm depending on you. I met him then as a 9-year-old boy. Got acquainted with him. Man, there's nothing to give you confidence like knowing you're a child of the King. What a blessed thing. Somebody said, I'd like to tell you who I am. I'd like to tell you who my Father is. I'd just like to tell you about him. You know, you can't handle what he can give you. Just want to brag on him a little bit. Hey, if you're going to brag, find something worth bragging about, would you? Just find something that's worth knowing about it. I know him. I met him years ago. I know him as the shepherd of my soul. Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. Hey, man, I know him that way. I know what it is to have him take care of me. Know what it is. I couldn't stand here tonight and take the time it would take to tell you how many times the Lord's kept me out of a mess. Just kept me out of a mess. I wasn't smart enough to stay out of it. I wasn't wise enough, but he's done it. He took care of me. He's the shepherd of my soul, all right? If I follow him, I found out he'll supply my need. Supply my need. You said, preacher, you got to be hidden. No, the Bible says he'll supply your need. He will. If we just follow him, he'll supply our need. He'll meet that. He'll take care of us, all right? If I'm going to brag on anything, I'm going to brag on what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for me in my lifetime. Amen. In the years that I've lived, the blessings he brought my way, his protection over us, man, what he's done and how he's blessed. It's nothing but his hand. Hey, leading, feeding, keeping, it's him. Well, have you lived such a charmed life? I didn't. He took care of me. He took care of me. You know, I look at people and I think of the troubles they've gone through. And I look at people the same age I am and see what they've endured. And I think, Lord, you sure been good this old boy. Man, you have blessed me. You have just seen to it that I've been taken good care of. And why? He's the shepherd of my soul. I'm following him. He's the good shepherd. He's the good shepherd. I'm going to follow him. I want to go where he wants to take me. What a blessing it is to do that. Hey, I'm just saying, if you're going to brag, find something worth bragging about, would you? Oh, look at my muscle. Who cares? Who cares? Who cares? Well, man, I can pole vault 17 feet. Good. Man, I can run the 100 meter dash in under 10 seconds. That's good. Somebody's chasing you. Glad for you. You know, and I'm not, by the way, I'm not belittling that stuff. But I'm just telling you, that's not something to brag about. Just not something to brag about. My favorite Tarzan is Johnny Weissmuller. As far as I'm concerned, all the rest of them are imitations. And man, he could swim. I'm not sure, but what he literally could have outswam a crocodile, all right? Because he could really swim, all right? Get after it. But even he shouldn't have got up and crowed and said, hey, look at me. Look at how fast I can swim. Good for you. And Mark Spitz that won all those gold medals? Good for him. But can I tell you this? That's not something to brag about. That's not something to brag about. The truth of the matter is, some of those names I named, some of you sitting out there are thinking, who's that? You're thinking, I never heard of him. That's fame's fleeting. He didn't do anything worth bragging about, all right? Didn't do anything. I'm saying if you're going to brag on it, brag on him. I know him. I know the Lord Jesus Christ. I know him as Lord. I met him as a Savior. I know him as a shepherd of my soul. But it goes past that. Take your Bible, look in John chapter 15, would you? John chapter 15. It goes beyond the Savior and the shepherd of my soul. But if you will, look in John chapter 15. One verse here, the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking. I just want you to think about what this verse says. John 15, look at verse 15. Henceforth I call you not servants, for the servant knoweth not what his Lord doeth, but I have called you friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you. There's a great old song that says, he's the dearest friend I ever had. Hey, while I was drifting out in sin, I had no peace, no joy within, and Jesus came and rescued me. Hey, he's the dearest friend I ever had. Man, he's the one sticketh closer than a brother. He's the one that'll lay down his life for you. He did. What a friend. We sing the song, what a friend we have in Jesus. And we act like he's not our friend. Man, you want to brag on something. You know, people say, well, I met so-and-so. Good. Really? Good. I'm personal friends with so-and-so. Good. Good for you. Well, who's your friend? A guy named Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ. He's my friend. The Bible said friend sticketh closer than a brother. What a friend. It is what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins. Hey, we can cast everything on him. The good thing about him, he'll tell the truth about you. A lot of people, your friends, they won't tell you the truth. You say, how's my new hairdo look? Oh, yeah. In the back of their mind, they're thinking, yuck. All right, but they won't say it. They won't say it. I like this new outfit. You know, the old joke is, you know, does this make me look fat? No, you're just fat. It doesn't make you look fat. You're just that fat, you know. Say, preacher! Hey, wait a minute. Listen, we're so worried. But man, we're so worried. I want to brag. I just want to tell you, if you want to brag on something, you ought to find something worth bragging about. You ought to find something worth bragging about. I know him. I know him as the Lord. I know him as my Savior. I know him as my friend. Now, you hear me, okay? Because I'm nearly done. My grandkids all asked me to preach very short tonight. One of them said, just preach 30 minutes. I said, that's about how long I normally preach. Then he said, well, could you make it five? All right. But anyway, we've already gone past that a little bit. All right. The purpose of bragging based on your relationship with God. Now, hear me. Is not to put you in an exclusive position. Okay? You see, most people brag about their wealth, you know, and show it off because they know you're beneath it. You will never get there. People brag on their physical prowess because that sets them apart from you. Okay? It sets them apart from me. Maybe you're physically gifted. I was just happy if I could walk and chew gum at the same time. Man, I was never an athlete. Nobody ever said, pick him first. He's the greatest player there is. No, I was always the one that said, okay, come on. I mean, you're the last one left. We stuck with you, all right? So come on. Hey, those folks want to brag on their physical prowess. That's to set them apart from you. Those that want to brag on their wisdom and what they know and all of that that they can grasp, they want to set them apart from you. But you hear me, when we brag on the Lord Jesus Christ and our relationship with him, it's not to set us apart from them. It is to say, and you can too. You can too. Hey, I know him as Savior. You can too. He'll save you. He'll save you. He'll take you. He took me. Oh, I could never be good enough. Me either. So he took me as I was. If I'm going to brag, it's going to be bragging. So somebody, just the opposite of exclusive position, it is to be able to say, I know him. You can know him too. Hey, you don't have a friend, he'll be your friend. You need a shepherd of your soul, he'll take you on. All that I know about him, he'll do the same for you. You mark it down. Hey, I'll be honest with you, I can never shoot a basketball like Larry Bird. But I can walk with Jesus. I can walk with the Lord. You can too. You can too. I'll never have the riches of Bill Gates. But I know the one who created this world, everything in it, and who died so I could live. So I could live. I know him. I know him. I'll never have the strength of Paul Anderson. Paul Anderson was known for years as the world's strongest man. Met him personally, saw him numerous times. Heard him speak here in Fort Worth at one time years ago at a youth rally. Paul Anderson was, you know, he's only about 5'8", but 5'9", maybe, but man, he had a wrist was bigger than my cat or bigger than my ankle, I think, and just strength, not big bulging muscle, but strength. And many times I've seen him take a board and take a nail, put his handkerchief in his hand right here like this and stick the head of a nail right in there against that handkerchief, and he'd take his hand and drive that nail through a board. Seen him do it numerous times. Just strength. I'll never be as strong as him. I'll never win the 100-yard dash. I don't think I'll ever win it in the senior category, all right? But I want to tell you this, I know the man that holds the world in the palm of his hand. I know him. I know him. I'm not the smartest man in the world. But I'll tell you this, I know better than to defy God. I know better than to disobey him. And I'm going to make my brag for God. So what are you going to brag about? Man, I made a hole-in-one in golf. I've done that one time. It was an accident. You said, well, weren't you hitting it that way? Yeah, but it was an accident that it went in. Because I aimed at the hole every time I've ever played golf, and most of the time it doesn't go towards the hole. So it had to be an accident. The worst thing is I had the ball and somebody lost the ball that I used to make that hole in one. And I was planning to make myself a personal trophy and put that ball on top of a tee and put a label on there, hole in one. Somebody lost the ball. Great. Hey, I won't brag to you. I'm not bragging on me. But I sure want to brag on him. And I want to tell you everything that I know about him, you can know too. Everything. Who you bragging on? Who do you brag on? So if I don't brag on anybody, well, you ought to start. You ought to start bragging on Jesus. You ought to start letting people know that. You'll start letting people know, hey, I'm a child of God. I'm not ashamed of it. I'm not running from that. I'm happy to know. You know, hey, well, you can't do this. Nope. So what? So what? Hey, brag on the Lord Jesus Christ, would you? If you're going to brag, find something worth bragging about. Heavenly Father, would you just help us tonight? Lord, here we are. We're privileged to possess eternal life. Lord, a life that we do not deserve, could never earn, could never merit with all that we can do. But Lord, you saved us. You saved us. You forgave our sin. And Lord, here we are forgiven and a child of God, and we still mess up so often. But Lord, you still love us. Dear God, if there's anything or anyone we ought to brag on, it ought to be you. We ought to just be happy to tell people about what you've done for us. Be willing to just let the world know. The songwriter said, I'll tell the world that I'm a Christian. Lord, I'm not going to shy away from bragging, but it's going to be on you. Help us tonight, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you stand tonight? We're going to sing page 333, Cleanse Me. And that the Lord deals with you. If you need to come tonight, you come. You come on that first verse, all right? Would you do it while we sing? Search me and know my heart today. It's good to have you tonight. I really told you I'm just going to poke you a little bit tonight. Not chewing out. I just want to encourage you. I'm serious. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we could hear people brag on the Lord more than we do?